In terms of the background to post-mastectomy radiotherapy, there were really two pivotal trials which were published in 1997, a large Danish trial by Marie Overgaard and a smaller Canadian trial from Joseph Regas. And these were trials in high-risk premenopausal node-positive patients who were randomized either to systemic therapy alone after mastectomy or to comprehensive locoregional radiotherapy. And this showed for the first time that there was an impact on local regional radiotherapy in terms of survival. The reasons for that were not clear. Perhaps it prevented the dissemination from the primary site. Perhaps it reduced the overall burden of cancer cells on which systemic therapy was acting. But on the basis of those two trials, post-mastectomy radiotherapy became the standard of care for patients with T3 tumors and those with four or more positive nodes. But in 2000, the National Institute of Health made the 1-3 node positive group a research priority because they felt the evidence base was not sufficient to recommend radiotherapy as standard. And in addition, in the node negative group, patients, for example, with the lymphovascular invasion and grade 3 histology, it's not clear how we should use those data in terms of selecting patients for radiotherapy.